This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
I've got a bloke on the line who must be smiling from ear to ear this morning. The member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell, he joins me. Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, listeners.
Troy, sensational news. Yesterday you introduced a bill into Parliament and it got through the lower house. What were you introducing, first of all?
It was the 10-year ban on fracking to actually legislate it so that if any time in the 10 years another government wants to change that, they actually have to go through the whole parliamentary process of passing both houses to get rid of that bill, which just gives us security down home. It gives all industries the ability to move forward with confidence in the next 10 years. And like I say, that also applies to the mining company. They can move forward with confidence over the next 10 years at conventional gas extraction, no problem. Fracking, unconventional, definitely not.
Mm. Now, mate, obviously putting a bill into Parliament is probably an awful lot of work behind the scenes.
It is for an independent, yes. You don't have a party to help you draft the bill. You're literally on your own. And yesterday, part of the process is once you introduce the bill and they have a lot of speakers, then they go through the bill line by line and try and rip it apart and catch you out and ask questions that you might not know the answer to. Normally, a minister would have high-level advisers sitting right next to them and they, you know, seek advice.
Mm-hmm.
As an independent, you don't get any of that, so you are literally on your own answering questions from both Liberal, Labor, and anybody else.
Troy, it's been a bloody long process to get this to a fruition.
It's been, over 4 years. So this issue first popped up before the 2014 election. I gave a commitment to the community that I would look at it seriously. Travelled to America twice. I've read more books on fracking than anybody would really want to care to know. But from there, I formed the view that the sensible way forward was a 10-year ban. And it's very pleasing to see that that's now come into effect.
So what happens now? Is it all locked in or does it have to go to another part of government? Or what's the deal?
So from here, it needs to go to the upper house. But that's assured now that the Liberals have locked in behind it. So in the upper house, the Greens and SA Best have indicated they'll be supporting it. So it'll sail through. The real interesting challenge, I suppose, for Claire Scriven and Kaya Ma, who purport to be locals, is what are they going to do? Are they going to stay with the Labor Party and vote against this bill, or are they actually going to put the people of the South East first and support this bill? So that's probably the only little interesting thing, but it's never a done deal, I suppose, in politics till it's signed by the governor, but very, very confident it'll get through in about a week's time.
Troy, were you surprised by the fact that you've had so much support from government?
I guess, and I need to give Stephen Marshall and the Liberal Party ultimate credit here. Before the election, they said they would ban it for 10 years. When we pointed out that we wanted that legislated, they've locked in behind and done that. That shows real leadership from a Premier and a Liberal team that, is really saying, you know, you can trust us. We say one thing and we're going to make sure we honour that. So I'm very grateful to Stephen Marshall and his leadership within the Liberal Party.
Troy, sensational news. It really is. Everybody's been talking about it in the last 24 hours. Congratulations. You must be over the moon. Enjoy it while you can. I'm sure in politics there's so many ups and downs, but today's an up.
Correct. Thanks, Ewan.
See you, mate.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.